So can you explain your research a bit more? As I understand it, you're saying you may have found a way to use brain scans to predict whether criminals will break the law again.
Yes. So we know that important decisions are made every day in the criminal justice system about, for example, whether to release an inmate, under what conditions to release an inmate, parole or probation. And one of the things that parole boards typically do is some form of what's called a risk assessment to try to identify the factors that are likely to promote desistance to future crime or persistence to future crime. And one of those variables is impulsivity. So if an offender scores high on impulsivity, for example, let's say you might use a pen and paper test to have them fill out and say that they buy things impulsively, they quit jobs frequently.
That might mean you would commit a crime impulsively.
Yeah, exactly. It turns out it does. So it turns out that those scales can predict that an individual is likely to come back to prison quickly. But you also might study little games or neuropsych tests, and those are going to also give you a picture of what's happening. What we did, though, that was different was we said, well, those are trying to measure brain function by proxy. And so what if we directly measure brain function using an MRI while they're doing those games and tasks? And what we did is we found that the brain activity associated with impulsivity was incrementally predictive above those other measures, and it was really predictive. Inmates who had low activity were up to 4.5 times more likely to reoffend, looking out 4 years, than inmates that had higher levels of activity.
Break this down for me in layman's terms. If you were sitting me down to do this test right now, what would you tell me?
I'd say that you're going to see a series of letters presented on the screen to you one at a time, and they're going to come fast and quickly. And every time you see this letter X, I want you to press a button here. But occasionally, there's going to be the letter K. And when you see the letter K, you're not supposed to press a button. And it's fast and quick, and you're going to make mistakes, but you need to keep going as fast and accurate as you can. And here we go.
Someone who sees the K, they're not supposed to put the button, but they can stay in control. It means they're less impulsive and probably less likely to be a criminal, and you're watching this whole thing in the brain and what it looks like.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, aren't there other factors when it comes to criminal behavior? I mean, I'm thinking drug, alcohol abuse, mental health. I mean, how predictive is impulsivity when it comes to whether or not someone will commit a crime in the future?
So you're absolutely right. There are many factors that go into identifying the factors associated with risk for reoffending. And in this study, we did control for the effect of alcohol and substance abuse, age, education, socioeconomic background. And what was interesting was that the measures of brain function were still incrementally predictive above and beyond those other measures.